No, Jason, they will absolutely be eligible. The one thing that we noted in the three different rounds of grants that we did is that what we were able to offer with our $10,000 to $25,000 grants was really a drop in the bucket, that the need is so much greater than that. So we definitely will have a large portion of our funds will go to business relief and to nonprofits. So those who have received funding in the past will be eligible. We may be structuring things differently than we did in the past since we have more time, be able to work more individually with, you know, different sized organizations and be able to provide different kinds of funding relief packages. One of the programs that we did with our funding before was really a small program. We just put $20,000 into it, and it was a business resiliency project that was run by Impact Austin for us. And recipients received about $2,500 to $3,000, and they were able to have websites developed for them or get some marketing advice. And so we'll also be working with businesses in that type of capacity too, because we don't want to just fill the gaps from what's been lost due to business closures. We want to be able to help our businesses be resilient going forward.